I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A bomb explosion at a Coptic church in Egypt killed at least 25 Christians and wounded over 49 others this past Sunday. Now, most of the victims were women and children. Egypt's president has condemned the attack and declared 3 days of national mourning. So far, no groups have actually claimed responsibility for the attack, but Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says these things put Egyptian Christians on edge as they head into Christmas celebrations over the next couple weeks. As you go about your own Christmas services, please remember our Egyptian brothers and sisters in Christ.
I think the way that we can stand with them is simply to pray that God will protect them, pray that they'll be encouraged, and that they won't shy away from worshiping and sharing the gospel message during this Christmas season.
And all too often, we leave Christmas feeling drained physically and financially. But what if we could slow down, spend less, and give more? Well, that's the goal of the Advent Conspiracy, which we'll finish talking about today. Greg Holder is a board member of Living Water International, and he says giving more doesn't necessarily mean spending more money, but spending more in thought and creativity and gifts. The Advent Conspiracy begins with worshiping our Savior more fully and ends up being a way to bless the least of these as a family.
For most of us, it causes us to slow down and to actually savor the gifts that are given. And when you can begin to connect it to giving to others, and oftentimes faces and names that you won't know this side of eternity, it very much sweetens the experience.
Find the rest of the pieces of the Advent Conspiracy at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help their ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. So look for it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.